Bitte schön, Herr Professor Kerlayer.
There is a little bit of discussion about what would have happened if there weren't the Second World War. I just want to offer a story. You know, there is quite a famous story that two yeshiva students went to Berlin from Eastern Europe, and they returned back. And the rabbi asked them, what did you see? One said, oh, it's a wonderful city full of scholars, great yeshivas. It's wonderful. The other one said, it's an awful place full of prostitutes. People drink beer all the time, do nothing. So the rabbi said, well, that depends what you wanted to see and where you went. So this is what actually was happening before the war, and it could have gone different various ways. Of course, there were tendencies, there were non-tendencies, and we can argue what we should see as a tendency, what not. It's a very complex picture, and it can bring fruitful discussions, and it's good for your mind, good for intellectual exercise, and for historiography, maybe. But at the end of the day, the history happened the way it happened, and any future, any significant future for Yiddish cultural development and growth was simply made impossible. The bearers were murdered. So this is the historical truth. So that we should always remember. So and only one single point also I would like to remind the fact that the great humanist tradition comes from Germany. I don't have to remind you this. And I believe that a project, any project like AIDES and any project like the project of preserving and disseminating Yiddish culture, Yiddish language, is of prime interest for humanities in the best of humanist traditions, which is, again, very timely for your own deliberations. What does it mean to be Europe, United Europe?
Dankeschön. Wenn keine Fragen...